This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. I think I have something fun and interesting, and if nothing else, a little different for you. As I've mentioned several times in the podcast, I used to produce television shows. I had three different series. They aired locally on affiliates of ABC, NBC, and the Fox Network. And from those shows, I've been sharing the material on my podcast. So back in April of 1987, one of my shows, Laughs, which was basically live comedy entertainment presented from the club, I had three headliners on the show, and I'm going to share that TV show set with you right now. Closing the show, the 2019 Comic Magician of the Year, who was just getting started back in 1987, the very funny and talented Larry Wilson. Coming up in the featured spot, but also headliners, one of the best comedy teams in the industry, O'Brien and Valdez. And what makes them extra special is Alex Valdez is blind. In fact, I did a great interview with him for the podcast last year. Be sure to check it out and listen to it. In this show, there'll be a short set from O'Brien and Valdez. And then the other headliner opening the show, we'll hear from in just a few minutes, a gentleman that was from the Sacramento area. He did a comedy course with Karen Anderson at my club and ended up being a terrific headliner. He also did some teaching and he produced comedy shows at casinos all around Northern California. His name is Del Van Dyke. So ladies and gentlemen, this should be a fun adventure listening to a TV show live on a podcast. And I guess it's not really live because it happened in April of 1987. So let's get to it. I'm going to edit out the commercials, and we used to do a video of the week. You won't hear that because it was something that wouldn't work for a podcast, but you'll hear the three headliners. Coming up in a little bit, the comedy team of O'Brien and Valdez. These guys worked all over the country and were very successful, had a fair amount of television. They did end up breaking up and going solo later in their careers, but at this time, they'd been working together for just about a year, and O'Brien and Valdez, as I mentioned, were extra special because Alex Valdez, being blind, made his entertainment that much more interesting, and obviously, there's a lot of references to that in the material, as you'll soon hear. But before we get to them, let's introduce our first headliner, Del Van Dyke. This gentleman worked at the club for many years, got involved in all the projects from Laughs in the Park, the TV shows, working the State Fair. We did a lot of things together. He was given free rein to the stage and often did comedy courses and ran the open mic nights at Laughs Unlimited, my chain of clubs. Del Van Dyke started off as an opening act, but quickly moved to feature and eventually headlined my clubs and was very funny, as you're about to hear. So let's enjoy this old recording of my TV show Laughs from April of 1987. And here's your first headliner, Del Van Dyke.
Brought to you by Laughs Unlimited, Northern California's top comedy nightclubs with locations in Sacramento, Citrus Heights, and Stockton. And now here's your host, Scott Edwards.
Well, we have a good evening coming up for you ahead. You guys ready to have a good time?
Yeah!
All right, let's get on with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of last year's Great Northern California Comedy Competition held right here at Laughs Unlimited in 1985 is a very talented guy out of the Bay Area. Join. Let's have a nice round of applause. Our first act tonight, Del Van Dyke, right here. Del Van Dyke.
Thank you. Boy, it's good to be here in Sacramento. Yeah, the gateway to Placerville. You guys get a little sun today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a soccer game today. It was a nice day, 80 degrees out, sunshine, and I was watching all these white people get suntans, right? And I was listening to them as they were getting the tan. It's like, ooh, look how dark I'm getting. Ooh, look at my tan line. My feet are burnt. Give me some suntan lotion, right? I hear all this going on, right? Then I hear somebody go, shh, he might hear you. Like, I don't know about being dark, right? I turned around and said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I wait for wintertime so I can see how light I can get. Is there a limit, though? Can you get too dark? Can you actually get too dark when you get a tan? Can you get too dark? Can you get too dark when you can't get a job? I guess not. Well, just thought I'd ask. Yeah. It's good to be here. Anybody run out of gas in an automobile? By applause. Who ran out? Who? Where you at? Right here? Where were you at? Hurry up. Oh, so you're a big-time dum-dum. Period. Did you know you were running out of gas?
No.
Why didn't you know you were running out of gas?
I just got out of the
shop. Oh, that's the excuse. So the gas gauge was broke, right? Right, okay. I bet she knew she was running out of gas. She probably had that I can make it look on her face. and we all have the same symptoms. When we run out of gas, oh man, what happened? And then we do this. Like if we get our car started, it's gonna take us what, 20 more feet? My gas gauge just starts to talk to me. When I run out of gas, my gas gauge is like, hey, what are you doing? I've been laying over here for 3 days. And you pass 20 gas stations. And each time you say you're gonna get something later. I hope you enjoy this walk, fool. Thank you. Do you feel obligated to give a hitchhiker a ride when you make eye contact with him?
No.
I don't either. I'm like this. Well, let me see what's on the radio. Anybody drive a hill of phobia? You know what a hill of phobia is? Pedal to the metal, 45 miles an hour max. Until you start going downhill. Then you can race with the best of them. They got cars that can't even get on the highway nowadays, like those Suzuki, what are they called? Suzuki Samurais. Yeah, you can buy them at Toys R Us. I'm sorry, I'm not driving no car with Snap-on parts. This car looked like Barbie and Ken's dream home car. And you try to get on the highway, right? It's like pedal to the metal, RPMs are and you're trying to get on the highway, right? You get on the highway doing 30, a big bus comes up behind you, flips on its high beams, you can see your skeleton, where you gonna get more speed from? And then you start going down and passing people, then you hit a big one, and to get more speed, you start going. I know. I have one. Any weightlifters, bodybuilders? Where you at? Female? Men, you like female bodybuilders? You said, no, I don't want a woman kicking my butt. Because these women will hurt you. I'm old fashioned. I don't know if I can introduce my lady to my friends as a bodybuilder. Linda, say hi to my buddies. Linda, calm down. Could you imagine Linda cooking breakfast for you in the morning?
Honey, breakfast is ready.
Baby, you better lighten up on them steroids. Any joggers, female joggers, runners? Who run? How many miles? In San Francisco, you know, a lot of women like to run, and some of these ladies run with these big dogs for protection because of the crime rate. Now, you see a lady running 45 minutes to an hour with a dog, the dog's running like this. A mugger will jump out, freeze, lady, the dog's going. Go ahead, take her, man. She almost ran me to death. Oh, by the way, Bow Wow. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Hey, how about a nice round of applause? Del Van Dyke. Hi. Welcome back to Laughs. We have a very unique comedy team here for you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a nice round of applause. The comedy team of O'Brien and Valdez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Les.
Glad to be here, gang. We are O'Brien and Valdez. Good to be in Sacramento, huh?
Like to introduce my partner to you. This here's my partner, Jim O'Brien. He's the sighted guy.
It's Alex Valdez. He happens to be blind.
Hey, but it's cool. I have no car payments. Thank you very much. We are very happy to be here on the show tonight. I'm feeling especially proud wearing my brand new tuxedo my partner Jim bought me. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
You're looking good, Fred Astaire.
Yeah, I took two paychecks, and I think it's worth it. Thank you, man.
Anything, things are going real good for us. Right now, we're on our world tour. After this, we're heading to...
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove, right?
Somebody got to do it.
It's our turn.
Yeah. All right, let's loosen up. Let's tell them a little bit about ourselves. Tell them a little background on us.
Sounds good. Don't lie.
I ain't going to lie no more. It's TV.
All right, Jim, if you lie tonight, you're going to hear that buzzer.
You got my word.
Let's shake on it.
All right, we'll shake. Go, trust me.
Big A, what's happening? Damn, how you doing, old people? All right. Yes, sir!
Not bad for a blind dude, huh?
Not too bad for a white boy either, huh?
Well, my glory days was high school. I was the quarterback of the football team. Made love to all the cheerleaders. I had a couple cheerleaders. Touched a fat girl in biology. I wasn't into sports. About your high school?
Well, high school is a little different for me in respect. I happen to go to an all-disabled high school.
What's the name?
Handicap High.
What, do you have two able parking spots out in front?
Yeah, but we parked in them anyway. We didn't care. Then we get out, try to walk normal.
All right.
I'll tell you the truth, though. Lunchtime was the best time, man.
Spilling stuff?
No. See, me and some of my blind buddies, we get together, tie some of the C&I dog the wheelchairs, have chariot races down the hall.
All right. Speaking of racing, I'm taking up jogging now. Quit smoking. I'm going to start running every day.
You're going to run.
Every morning at a crack of noon. I'm gone. Matter of fact, you ought to start running, too.
No way, Jim. I don't know about jogging with a cane, buddy.
Hey, you're my partner. You don't jog with no stinking cane. Get you a damn weed eater. Gotta watch that stomach, buddy. Kind of feel like my girlfriend's butt.
Yeah. Hey, it kind of does.
Put it right here, man.
Leave it alone. Alex Valdez.
Jim O'Brien.
Thanks, gang.
That was O'Brien and Valdez, one of the best comedy teams ever to come through Laughs Unlimited back in the day. They went on to continue as a comedy team for over a decade and had a lot of success. Audiences and I found them both interesting and very funny, and I'm sure you did as well. Well, tell you what, the next part of this TV show, again, taped in April of 1987, is our closing headliner. This is not only a terrific magician, but a very funny guy. And I understand that magic doesn't really work on a podcast, but it's his patter, his comedy that I think you'll enjoy. Larry Wilson was voted the 2019 Comic Magician of the Year. He goes way back. He got his start in the late 70s, actually working for Hugh Hefner in the Playboy Mansion. If you want to hear more about that, he too was interviewed in an earlier show on this podcast. Go check it out. For this particular TV show, I think you'll enjoy the patter and humor that Larry puts between his tricks. The tricks themselves probably won't work over the podcast, but just to give you a visualization, on the first one, he has a glass on a tray and he puts a cloth over it and then lifts the cloth and the glass has disappeared. And in reality, it was, of course, glued to the tray, but it's a great sight gag and comes off well on this TV spot. And then the other one is he has a large playing card from a deck of cards, one of those big ones, and he makes music from it. And of course, the gag is it's a playing card. Anyway, I just wanted to give you the visual. I probably just blew the joke. Anyway, you'll enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, the last headliner of this TV show, Laughs, from 1987. Here he is, comic magician extraordinaire, Larry Wilson.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with Laughs. We got more laughs right now, ladies and gentlemen. A good guy. He's been touring all over the country. This guy's a little strange. I got to warn you folks in the audience and you out there in television land, this guy's a little strange, so get ready. How about a big round of applause from Tahoe, where he's been working quite a bit. Comic magician extraordinaire, Larry Wilson, right here, Larry Wilson.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, you bold creature, you. No one told us, but he subjected to your leering denials. Well, in fact, how is everyone? I guess that's a rhetorical question at this point, isn't it? We're working against the clock. Those of you who don't recognize me as a world-famous magician, my name is Larry Wilson. I've traveled all over the world, slept in the finest restaurants, eaten in the best hotels. No doubt many of you have wondered from time to time what it must be like to lead this wild, devil-may-care, madcap, jet-set, carefree sort of existence. Hmm? Well, now at last you can. Yeah? Thanks to famous magician school. Yeah? Yeah? Famous magician school, we're looking for people who like to turn tricks. Famous magician school, 12 short weeks, $187.50. Any one of you could become a famous magician like me. I know, taxing your powers of imagination perhaps, but it's true. We'll teach you all sorts of feats of legerdemain, sleights of hand, feats of prestidigitation, but enough palaver. Time now for something truly visual and amazing, yes? So be it. Usually I keep doing this till somebody claps, but we haven't got time tonight. You know? I'm not here to do tricks anyway. I'm here on behalf of Famous Magician School. That's right. 3 short intensive weeks, $39.95. We do accept negotiable produce or livestock of any kind. But actually, I have to say something here I didn't want to get into, but I'm almost honor-bound at this point. I don't know if Scott mentioned, I've just been on the road in a very peculiar part of the country, in the South. I don't know if there are people here from the South. Are you really? From where? No, I don't mean like Lodi, madam. I meant the southern part of the country. The reason I say this, the strangest part of it for me was all this weird food they tried to feed me. They fed me stuff like hush puppies. This is not a Vietnamese dish. This is just something indigenous. Folks, we have not got time to go over this material here. We're racing along. No, but what was so peculiar is when people want you to eat something weird that you've never eaten before, like I was in Albuquerque, they wanted me to eat rattlesnake. What do they always say? Taste like chicken. Taste
like chicken. Tastes like chicken. And there's also all these very weird things they want you to do with the food there. When they say that to you, tastes like chicken, it's always about something peculiar. In South Carolina, this woman tried to get me to eat something called a goo-goo. Does anyone know what that is?
Yeah.
Tell them what that is.
It's a candy bar.
It's a candy bar. But when someone I don't know that well asked me if I would like a goo-goo, I'm not certain if I should accept. I said, goo-goo? No, no. I said, I don't know what that is. And she said, oh, why, it's just like a moon pie. What the hell is a moon pie? You know that too, don't you? It's another treat. But what a dreadful name for a treat, moon pie. But this is why it's so weird. The other thing they always say to you, they always say, oh, try this, tastes like chicken. And if they really want to intimidate you in eating something really peculiar, they say, you know, in the Orient, it's considered a delicacy. Try these monkey fingers. In the Orient, they're considered a delicacy. I've been to the Orient. You know what their idea of a delicacy is? Moon pie. You know, I could wax eloquent with you indefinitely, but I promised you something you've never seen before.
Yay.
And that's precisely what you should. Will that make you happy?
Yay!
So be it. Gotta do stuff I can do on TV, huh? If I don't do that, what do you expect me to do? Touch my tongue to the microphone to make sparks? Don't try this at home. I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. You wanna try that? Taste chicken. You people have been great. I'm Larry Wilson. Thanks. Good night. Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Laughs this week. We'd like to thank our earlier guests of Brian and Valdez, Del Van Dyke, once again, Larry Wilson. Thanks for being with us. See us next week. Watch for Laughs. Good night.
Laughs has been brought to you by Laughs Unlimited, Northern California's top comedy nightclubs with locations now in Sacramento, Citrus Heights, and in Stockton.
That was Larry Wilson live on stage for my TV show Laughs from back in the day. He is such a funny guy. He does some terrific magic, but it's his patter, his comedy, that really sells his image. In fact, you should see him. He always wears a white tails tuxedo and is just very magical and very funny. He's gone on to fame and fortune. He started off with the Playboy Clubs and the Magic Castle in Hollywood and has since done tons of television, still works clubs all around the country, and developed the Wilson Method, a special communications course that you can Google and learn more about, or check out his interview earlier in this podcast. All right, let's hear it for our three headliners, Del Van Dyke, O'Brien and Valdez, and Larry Wilson. That was our show today. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with another terrific show. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.